Sometimes life as parents gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break.
Hey there, it's Caitlin. It's usually Justin introducing us, but I thought he needed a little break because he's been so heated lately. Justin, can you tell us why you're heated?
Well, Caitlin, did you see the story from Loudoun County?
I believe I did.
Well, let's give people the backstory on the story, shall we?
Yes.
So, here in Loudoun County, there was this girl that called her father after supposedly being beaten up. That's what she told her father on the phone. Father gets to the school. Like any father would do, they would go up to the school and find out what's going on.
I know you would.
Definitely I would. But here's where the story gets interesting. So the school, in talk, wanted to handle this in-house. Father didn't like that idea, so the police escorted him off the property. That's not where it gets interesting. Where it gets interesting is, come to find out, she wasn't beaten up. She was sexually assaulted in a bathroom. Not by just some guy. A guy wearing a skirt. Someone that was transgender. We've warned people about this, haven't we, Caitlin?
We have.
When this whole thing about the bathroom wall got into place and, you know, NBA moving out of Charlotte because North Carolina wouldn't support the bathroom wall. These were the kind of things we were talking about. But this is not where it gets interesting. So the parent goes to the school board meeting to talk down the controversial bathroom law that they were trying to pass in his school district. They escort him out. That's not where it gets interesting even more. So, we find out that this is not the first time this kid has done this. This is the second time. And this is not what I'm heated about. I am heated about that because I'm going to tell you. Like Odin and Tyr say, you have to have a bloodline. Let me just tell you, for anyone out there, if you wear a skirt and try to go into a bathroom with my daughter or my wife, you're getting knocked in the teeth. I'm sorry, but that's not where it gets interesting. So, we're not even going to call her a mom. We're going to call her a birthing person. Goes to the trial hearing for her son, and basically says that it's the victim's fault that the sexual assault occurred because she didn't rightfully defend herself. I'm sorry. Last time I checked, a guy, even though he's transgender, is actually stronger than a woman. Is that right?
That's right.
So, he probably had her pinned down while he was sexually assaulting her. And I'm sorry, you defend your child to the fullest. But when it comes to evidence against your child, not once, but twice, that's where you draw the line and say, child, you're on your own. You have to learn from your mistakes.
But tell them how old he is.
He is in 9th grade, I do believe. I have to look back, but I think he was in 9th grade. The victim was in 9th grade. He may have been a little bit older than her. I'm not sure. I have to look back at the story. But that, regardless of the situation, mother, you are just as guilty as your child because you aided and abetted this crime. And to the politicians that want to vote for this controversial bathroom law bill, this is what we were talking about. This kind of stuff is unacceptable. This is the stuff we warned you about because people don't follow laws like you're supposed to. By you saying that if you identify as a female, you can go into a female bathroom, that's basically saying that if I wanted to, I could put on a skirt and go to a female bathroom. I don't have to show proof of it. That's the problem I'm having with this. You don't have to show proof. He didn't even show proof that he identified as female. So this is why I'm heated about today. Also, something that came across our desk, thanks to Odin and Tyr, did you see the YouTube video of the animated show in Denmark?
For like a minute, and then it got nasty.
Yes. So, for you people that don't know, there's a show in Denmark that basically it translated to John Pee-Pee, and he has a big junk, so to speak, and he waves it around in the air, and he uses it as a lasso, and all these kind of things. I'm sorry, I know countries are different in beliefs, but that's just disgusting. Yeah. I mean, we can even go as far as what New York tried to do a couple months ago. Did you hear about that?
Nope.
So, in New York, they tried to, through YouTube, this person made a video of why masturbation is okay, and it was two young ones.
Oh.
See, these are the kind of things that we have problems with. And this episode is going to be a little bit more spicy than our usual episodes, so stick with us. But the thing that makes me mad about this birthing person, because I'm not going to call her a mother, because if you talk like that, you're not a mother. I'm sorry. You're definitely a birthing person. Because here's where you failed as a parent. You tried to be your child's friend. Excuse me. You tried to be that child's friend. And what did it get you? A child that's degenerate, that has a mental disability, actually, and is not mentally stable. And I'm not saying transgenders are mentally unstable. That's not what I'm saying. So don't get me wrong on this whole topic. But when you use it as a crime, that's when you showed your mental stability. Were you actually transgender to begin with, or were you using it as a ploy to create a crime? That's the problem I have. Caitlin, how do you feel about this?
I'm not liking it. It makes me mad that my daughter, or our daughter, has to grow up in this world. Like,
I mean, thank God this happened in Loudoun County. Lord forbid if this happened in Greenville County. Right?
Yeah, well, I'm still livid about it.
I mean, I am too, and
it breaks my heart what that little girl had to go through. Because she shouldn't have to go through that.
And the thing that ticks me off about that whole story, the superintendent at the time stood there and stared the parent in the face and said, "I don't believe your daughter." What happened to the Me Too movement? Where you're supposed to believe the victim no matter what. Does that just get thrown out the door when transgender comes into play?
Probably now, since
I'm sorry, this world has it so upside down.
Messed up.
And here's the thing to this birthing person as well. You want to know where else you failed your son? Because you didn't treat your son right from wrong. That's the bottom line. You failed your son by allowing this to happen. By aiding his mental problems, you allowed this to happen. You are just as guilty of your son's crime as he is. And that's my bottom line here. But then again, and people are probably going to get outraged by this, it doesn't surprise me when you come into the trial supporting a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, a gay pride mask, and wearing so many hair colors, it makes you look like Bozo the Clown. But it doesn't surprise me. Also, did you see the story about Colin Kaepernick?
Which ones? There's so many.
Did you see the new YouTube series that he has coming out? His first thing was talking about how NFL is modern-day slavery.
It is not.
I'm sorry. You're getting paid millions upon millions of dollars. How is that modern-day slavery? And I'm sorry. You couldn't cut it in the NFL. You couldn't cut it after the quarterback took your job. And you're only mad because you couldn't cut it. Not many people can cut it in the NFL. But you know what? They don't whine and cry about it. They do something about it. If you really think you could have cut it in the NFL, you would have put the work in every single day just like your counterpart did. But guess what you did? You immediately called out injustice and social injustice. And I'm sorry, I understand having problems with policemen and all that, but when you wear pig socks to a practice, you are not calling out injustice. You are just being part of the problem. This is why people don't trust policemen. It's because of people like you, Colin Kaepernick. I'm sorry, I may come off a little bit hard on this topic, but it really boils me to my blood. Because things like this, I have a problem with. Like I said, going back to the mother, I'm sorry, if your son tried to come into a bathroom with my daughter and my wife, and I knew the things that I knew, he was getting knocked into next week. I don't care. And you can't say that I'm hitting a woman either, because he is a biological male.
That's how God made him.
And that's the problem we're seeing. People are having trouble with finding out that you're a biological male or you're a biological female. Bottom line is, you are born the way you are born. You don't like it? Tough. The world is tough. Get used to it. I can tell you many stories, and I'll tell you guys this at a later time. Growing up, I was bullied.
And so was I.
And my wife was bullied. And heaven forbid, our daughter gets bullied. Because life is tough, especially at the middle school age, and especially at the high school age.
Mom started in third grade, so even elementary now.
That's a shocker, because elementary school, they really don't know things like that.
Well, apparently, where I went, they bullied me for 5 years.
But that's another story. I will always advocate anyone that's against bullying. And if you ever want to be on our podcast, you know, you can reach us out by email. But here's the bottom line. What this kid did, it's disgusting.
Uncalled for.
It's uncalled for. And it shows what we were talking about before. You give someone an inch to commit the crime, they will take a mile. Because the bottom line is, politicians, you aided this crime by allowing this to happen. You want inclusive like you want? Give them their own bathrooms. Give a female that identifies a male their own bathroom, and a male that identifies as a female their own bathroom. And keep it at that. You want to make them inclusive in sports? Give them their own sports. There's plenty of room for it. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, when you do things like this, trying to be inclusive, you are committing crimes. Because someone is going to take advantage of it. You haven't heard about it in the sports world, but I guarantee you it is coming because someone will take advantage of it. And it's absolutely disgusting to see. Because at the end of the day, someone will do something and it'll hit national media because, and we don't want to be the ones here to tell you, you were wrong. But right now, we're here telling you, you were wrong. And anyone that wants to do this as a politician needs to seriously think about it, needs to look at this incident as a learning experience. Because at the end of the day, that's all this is now, is a learning experience because you allowed this to happen. And the ones that are trying to pass the transgender laws in Loudoun County, you need to look at this and realize, you know what? We were wrong about this. But guess what? You're not going to. Because here's the problem. Politicians are too dumb to get out of their own dang way. Bottom line. Anyways, you want to talk about anything else, sweetheart?
Do you need to go get some water?
I might go get some water. You talk to them while I'm back.
Okay. So, I hope y'all have had a great Monday. With the time change and everything, it has been really difficult for us. Because Addie, bless her heart, she's trying to go to bed right now. So, if y'all heard her, which I don't think y'all did, just ignore her. I love her. We love her. And I know she's like way in the back, you know, in her bedroom playing. But anyway, here's Justin again.
Okay, I'm back. I had to get me a soda there.
I said water, but okay.
Well, soda helps me too.
Well, you need to drink more water. We both do.
I do.
We both do.
But then again, my doctor also says I need to wait off the carbs, but I love carbs.
Yeah. I do too, but anyway.
I had a stress test this week.
Ooh.
That went pretty well.
Well, I'm glad that one went.
We're still waiting on the results, but.
Okay.
Anyways, so what else you want to talk about, sweetheart?
I don't know. I haven't even wrote down nothing. How was your day?
I think it was pretty good.
That's good.
Not having to work for a little while.
You got one more day, buddy.
One more day. And then I have the interview on Thursday.
Which, please be praying for him. Keep sending him positive vibes and prayers and just things like that. He's really nervous about it, but hopefully I got through to him that he needs to be true to himself, be himself, and let go and let God. That's all I got to say.
Well, that's true. Definitely that's true. Did you see that Biden wants to shut down another pipeline?
He needs to go back to the nursing home.
Yeah, he does. It's almost elderly abuse what they're doing to him, right?
No. No, not really.
I mean, you heard what happened while he was in Italy. It's all the Pope.
I don't even want to rethink about that.
Just imagine being his aide having to clean all that up.
That's disgusting. I'm about to vomit.
But anyways, so, yeah, that thing in Loudoun County kind of ticked me off because...
I can tell.
I mean,
we'll be praying for that little girl and her family because I know this will follow her the rest of her life, and it's really sad.
It's definitely sad.
My heart breaks for her, so we'll be praying and keeping her and her family in our thoughts and prayers.
Definitely. And here's the thing about that. And it's like I told you today. That kid needs to be behind bars for almost the remainder of his life.
Excuse Justin, he just broke.
Excuse me, guys.
That's why I said get water, but whatever.
He needs to be behind bars the rest of his life. And here's why. Because if he's done it once, he's going to do it again. Twice, He's going to keep doing it.
Yep.
Because no one's there to correct his behavior.
Nope.
I don't know if there's a father figure in the family.
It didn't say. So
I mean, obviously, if
he doesn't,
Miss Birthing Person came up to the podium, obviously there might not be a father. But here's the thing about this whole thing is, guys, this is what we're bringing our kids up into. You have to be ready.
For anything.
For anything and everything. It's like I tell Caitlin every week when we're talking about Addie and her future. What's going to happen if something that happened like this happens to her? And what do we always come back to? What do we always come back to, honey?
Honey, you put me on the spot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I put her on the spot.
I worked all through all day.
That we will work her through this.
And we'll be there for her and guide her and be her parents.
There you go.
Be her and shoulder to cry on.
I mean, I told Caitlin that if this ever happened to my daughter and I had to go to a school board meeting, they better be hope that they have at least 5 or 6 policemen there to escort me out.
And it also can happen to a son, too.
Yes, it can. So. And parents, you have to be ready. You for have anything. To teach your kids right from wrong. It's the bottom line. They may resent you in the end, but that's their choice.
And when they get older, they'll look back and be like, well, you just did that for me because you love me.
Yes.
Because it took a while for me to realize what my grandparents were, you know, teaching me and being so strict. It's because they loved me and cared for me. And they didn't want to see me get hurt.
Right. And it's going back to that. Coach even taught me, when I was in college.
Introduce who Coach is.
For those of you who don't know, Coach is one of my good friends from, he was the head basketball coach at Southern Wesleyan University for a while, and he just retired about what?
2-3 years ago?
2 or 3 years ago. And he's been there forever. He's been there since the 80s, I think. 80s, I believe. I'm not sure.
We'll get back to that later.
I'll have to look at it. But he was my father figure while I was at college. Because my parents live in South Greenville. I was in Central. Even though it was like 30, 45 minutes away, it still was a ways away for my parents to come every day. Yep. So Coach became my father figure in college. And there were things that he was teaching me that I resented. But now as an adult, and now seeing raising a child, I see he did these things because he loved me. And that's the bottom line, guys. You have to teach your child right from wrong in anything that they do. And you have to have consequences and rewards for the certain situations. Because you cannot be your child's friend. I'm sorry, you think you can, but you can't. Because things like what happened in Loudoun County is why you can't be your child's friend. You can be your child's cheerleader.
And mentor.
And mentor, but you cannot be their friend. Because at the end of the day, they have to learn from their mistakes. And if you're your child's friend, you're not teaching them to learn from those mistakes. And it's, how should I say this? It's disheartening to see an example of trying to be your child's friend and it blowing up in your face like it does. But it's a harsh reality. When you're your child's friend, you're not fully listening to your child like you should. I see parents all the time that say, oh, I'm my child's best friend. Well, is that actually the best interest in heart? What happens if they get in trouble like this? What are you going to do then? Are you going to defend them like this? Or are you going to say, buddy, you're on your own? Because at the end of the day, this is a crime. And the fact that this birthing person had the audacity to tell the victim's family that it's your daughter's fault that this happened because you couldn't defend yourself. I'm sorry, that's the wrong thing to say and not the right thing to say at any time. Because what you're making yourself look like is, well, I'm defending my child even though the evidence is stacked against me. And guess what that makes you? That makes you just as guilty as your child is. But any other topics you want to talk about, sweetheart? How was work today?
That was pretty good.
That's good. Yeah. We're sorry we haven't been on here in a while.
Justin's been sick with the severe migraines, which he's prone and known to have them, like, I would say every day.
Almost
every day. But we're trying to work with one of his doctors about that.
You know, the funny thing is our friends think it's every Sunday almost.
But it's not. It's not. I promise.
I promise you, it's not every Sunday.
No. It just happened to be yesterday, you know, which I didn't feel good either, but we did go to church, you know, so. Mm-hmm. But, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Oh, yeah, I promise. We'll be bringing out more content soon. Just got to start writing things down.
Yeah, we do have to have some.
We need a notebook.
We have to have not necessarily a script, but just some like topics ideas, yeah, that we need to talk about.
Ideas.
Because,
well, let's talk about NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. NASCAR was this weekend. Did you happen to watch the end of the race?
I watched it with you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Kyle Larson won the championship. Didn't I say back at Charlotte in May that he would be the champion?
Mm-hmm, yep. And you guessed it right.
Yeah. I know how to call it, don't I? Oh, you rolled your eyes at that one.
Sorry, I was taking a sip of my drink.
Oh. I know how to call it, though, right?
Yep.
Then again, I picked you, too, so. Blip. I know how to call things.
Just kidding, I love him.
Well, this podcast is getting pretty long. Anything else you want to talk about?
I'm good right now.
All right, well, that was it for... Oh, the other thing. Did you watch the video on the other show called Simply Naked from Denmark?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
I must have been asleep when that wasn't talked about.
I was watching it just a few minutes ago.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
So I basically, don't want to. From the understanding is, they get these group of kids. This is in Denmark. They get these group of kids, and they sit in an audience while these four or five naked models come on stage.
It's disgusting.
And they ask questions, like adult questions. Answer adult questions from these kids.
No, thank you.
I'm sorry, there's some things that need to be kept to a certain age. And this is something that needs to be kept to a certain age.
When the child gets at a certain age, and they want to talk about things like that, they need to talk about it too with a parent or guardian.
Yes.
Not a teacher, not friends, not any other outsiders.
Or a show like
or
this.
Or a stupid show. That is ridiculous.
Yes.
So glad we don't live over there.
Right. But what if they came and brought it to this side of the country?
We would block it.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I think they would have trouble getting it over here because the FCC.
Yeah.
Especially after the whole Super Bowl debacle back when Janet Jackson had the wardrobe malfunction during the Super Bowl. Yeah. I think they would have trouble bringing this to America,
yeah,
so to speak. But it's one of those things, you watch this from afar and you're just like, really, people? Because it's like the dude said, there are certain points in life where you see a naked body. That's when you're born. That's when you are breastfeeding. But after that, it's not till you get to a consensual age of it. And I think Odin actually said that, didn't he? Listening to his podcast.
Yeah.
And I agree with that, because that's something, no, you don't learn about that like that. I mean, I'm okay with, like, sexual education in school. Oh, did you see that article? The Vermont School District for the high school and middle schools are providing condoms.
That is disgusting.
I know it is.
I'm just going to vomit.
Because you're now forcing sexual tendencies on adolescents and adults that don't need to be focusing on those kind of things. They need to be focusing on getting out of school, getting into college, and possibly getting a good job. Mm-hmm. Or doing whatever they're going to do. Get a GED, go into a manufacturing job, whatever they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Because I know school's not for everybody. Let's just face it. School's not for every person in this world. And the way they do schools now, it makes you sit back and go like, do I really want my kid to be in a school setting? But then again, it's no surprise. I mean, you see what our country's going to now, and it doesn't shock you one bit.
No.
But all we can do, guys, is pray. Pray for the parents in Loudoun County, pray for our schools, and pray that everybody sees the right ways in life. And, you know, focus on Him. As we say before, this is a Christian-based, not completely Christian, but a Christian-based podcast, because both me and my wife are full Christian. And even though we don't live up to it some days, we have a loving God that loves us dearly. And that's all we can hope and ask for. But anyways, well, this podcast is getting long. You got anything else to say, sweetheart?
No, I'm good.
All right, well, we will see y'all again. Again, I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And you guys have a good night.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.